Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Sal.
Hi Sal.
Hi Sal.
Hi Sal. All right, Chris, you want to go ahead and start here? Yes, Terry. Just a reminder to everyone, if you're not talking, please mute your phones. We get some bad feedback once in a while, but Chris King, go ahead.
Okay, thanks again, Terry. So welcome, everybody, to the WASC Coordinating Committee meeting. This is Chris King with District 3. I am the designated representative for the acting district executive, and in that capacity I'll be serving as the board chair for the bylaws for today. For those of you that weren't aware or aren't aware, our district executive Sandy Toska retired last month, so interviews have been completed. We'll just wait to see who gets named for her position. I would expect that we'll have that new district executive at the next coordinating committee meeting. So with that, we'll get started on the attendance. I'll just roll through the organizations, and if you could let me know who's in attendance, that would be great. PennDOT, Center for Program Development and Management.
Is Carrie Mullins?
And then again, this is Chris King with PennDOT District 3, Lycoming County Planning and Community Development Director.
John Lavelle here, filling in for Shannon.
Thanks, John. Member of the Lycoming County Planning Commission. Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, Al.
I think we're using the tech committee roll call. I have the coordinating committee sheet here. If you want, I can finish that.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Okay. All right. Sorry about the confusion, everybody. So we have Carrie, we have Chris. I see we have Commissioner Maravito on for Lycoming County Commissioners.
Yeah, Commissioner Maravito.
Do we have another commissioner on the line?
Yeah, Commissioner Masters here.
Hi, Commissioner Masker, Mayor Vito. Mayor, City of Williamsport. Okay. I see we have Liz Mealy for City Council.
This is true, from City Council.
All right. See, we have Todd Wright for RBT.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Todd. It looks like we have Jeff Stover from Cedar Cog Joint Rail.
Stover's here.
All right. Is anyone on from Williamsport Airport?
Yeah, Richard's here.
Hi, Richard. Lycoming County Township Representative? Okay, Lycoming County Borough Representative?
Yeah, Bob Brown is here.
Hi, Bob. Anyone from Federal Highways?
Yes, good afternoon. Gene Peroshniak here from the PA office.
Hi, Gene. Anyone from Federal Transit? Anyone from Department of Housing and Urban Development? Anyone from DCUD? All right. Looks like I have Janine and Elizabeth from Senator Yall's office.
Yes, we're here. Yeah.
All right. And in the room with me, it's myself, Austin Daly, transportation planner, Scott Williams, transportation supervisor, and Mark Morawski, transportation planner as well. Did I miss anybody? I know there's some numbers on the call here. All right, Chris, I think that's everybody.
Okay, thanks, Sal.
You're welcome.
Were you going to be sharing your screen or?
We can. It's whatever's easier for you. I did want to let everybody know that we are recording this meeting as well. So this is being recorded.
I'll just go ahead and share. That's not a problem. So the first item on the agenda is approval of the November 8, 2021 Coordinating Committee meeting minutes quite a while ago. They're the first item in your packet. Assuming everybody had a chance to review those, do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve, Commissioner Maribito.
Second.
Great. Thank you, everybody. Second item on the agenda is the opportunity for public comment. Do we have anybody from the public that would like to speak? So there will be an opportunity at the end of the meeting as well.
Chris, this is Kerry. Policy on the rules of Robert's, you need to... They make a motion, it's a second, it's a question on the motion, and you need a vote. Just remember that. You didn't
okay.
Vote for all in favor for the meeting.
Okay, I got you. Yep. So on the motion to approve the minutes, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, great. The motion passes. Thank you for that help, Kerry. It didn't sound like we had any public comment at this point. Just want to give another chance for that. So the first action item on the agenda is reaffirmation of a TIP amendment, and that's Scott Williams covering that.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, so this is... We're asking the coordinating committee to reaffirm the e-ballot vote that we sent out back in December of 2021 for a TIP amendment to the current 2021-2024 TIP to add a new project. So we had some bid savings from another TIP project. District 3 approached us about adding some bridge preservation projects on US 15 to the current TIP. We had some other paving projects that were next to those bridges, and we needed to add the new project quickly via e-ballot so that the new bridge preservation projects and the paving projects could be advertised together back in January of this year. So that's what we have here is the reaffirmation of that e-ballot vote.
Thank you, Scott. Do I have a motion to approve or reaffirm?
I move to approve.
And a second to approve or reaffirm?
I'll second. All right.
All in favor of this amendment as presented?
Aye.
Those opposed? Great. The motion to reaffirm passes. That project has since been advertised, so appreciate the committee being flexible in approving that by e-ballot. The next amendment is to add STP and BOF funding to the WATS TIP. These two items you see here are funds added from the what's known as the bipartisan infrastructure legislation that was passed by Congress last fall. The next several items will discuss those funds or pertain to those funds. This particular amendment was an adjustment remaining funds that were added once all the calculations got completed to determine what region got how much money. The following amendment is more significant. These are $50,000 in STP funds and $250,000 in BOF funds, which are off-system bridges. These funds are just for now being placed into the regional reserve line item to be used on projects as needed throughout this fiscal year. If there are no questions, I would look for a motion to approve this action amendment.
I'll move to approve, Mayor Vito.
Great. Second.
I'll second, Richard Hull.
All those in favor of this amendment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Great. Motion passes. The next several amendments deal with the regional BIL funds, the main funds distributed as part of the bipartisan infrastructure legislation. The way that bill worked, it's a five-year bill. The first year is on this current TIP, so subsequent years are rolled into our TIP update process. Congress, the first year of funds was in federal fiscal year 2022, so that's why we're dealing with some of these funds as an amendment. Those funds are available right now. So what you see on this screen are more of the BOF, which are bridge off-system funds. And you can see we've started using those funds to start four different bridge projects, two fairly large preservation groups, and then two bridge replacements. So these funds, these projects are all funded on the draft, the upcoming TIF for their subsequent final design construction phases. We're using the BOF funds to get a head start on them now. So, Carrie, would you prefer we went through all of these, or?
Yeah, I'm a little confused there. And maybe, I don't know why I am, but I don't think that last action to add that extra funding on was actually an amendment.
Right, the chart said administrative action.
Yeah, so last meeting we just did an administrative action, but these other items are amendments that you're speaking of now
right.
From the technical committee meeting. So
I just wondered if you wanted me to speak to each chart or do you
want
to vote on them all at once?
Speak to all of them, and all the amendments get voted on. The administrative actions are not to be voted on. They're just for informational items. So, yes, I think we can vote on them all as one.
Okay.
But just go ahead and explain the amendments.
So the second amendment would be, again, BIL funds. In 22, these are safety funds, not being added to a specific project, but being placed in the regional reserve line item. There are, bulk of the funds are what's known as NHPP funds in the BIL. And in the case of federal fiscal year 2022, most of those funds are going towards a rather large project that's actually supposed to be let later this week to put a new bridge in at the intersection of Fairfield Road and Lycoming Mall Road, right near what was Fairfield Ford. That project is also going to involve a new signal at that location. So this increase was timely. The estimate increased on that project. The BIL was passed, and we're able to use this DC funds to fund the increase. There's a small amount unused that will go into the reserve line item. On this page, hello? So what you see on this page is a new funding source. The highlighted column's called BRIP. This is a new bridge-specific funding category established in the bipartisan infrastructure legislation. For federal fiscal year 22 funds, we are proposing to use almost all of the regional allotment to, again, address a cost increase. This is to the project you see there, US 220 over Ramp A, is actually a series of bridges at the 4th Street interchange, some to be replaced, some to be rehabilitated. A very big project. The estimate now is about $13 million, and the let date is in September. So again, timely funds from the BIL to allow us to increase this estimate without taking them from something else on the watch tip. So those series of moves are the amendment adding the BIL funds to the watch tip. I know there were a lot of things presented there. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Hearing no questions, look for a motion to approve this amendment.
Commissioner Metzger.
I'll second. Commissioner Maravito, I do have a quick question when you're ready to.
Okay.
What's the length of the bridge?
220 over Ramp A?
Yeah.
The bridge over, I can get you the length of it. There's, I believe, five bridges total. These are...
Is it over 20 feet, or is it under...
No, these are significantly over, yeah.
Okay. All right, that's all. You don't need the exact one. I just wanted to...
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
So anybody, all those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
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 Those opposed? The ayes have it. The amendment passes. Thank you very much. Now it goes up to discuss the 2022 meeting dates.
Thanks, Chris. Good afternoon, everyone. As you recall, back in December last year, we sent out an e-ballot to update the coordinated committee meeting dates for 2022. We had to push back our timeline a little bit for the TIP update, and that is what required that. So this request is just to reaffirm that e-ballot. The measure did pass, and the meeting dates have been reaffirmed for 2022. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Val. This again will require a vote. If I could have a motion to approve those meeting dates.
I'll make a motion.
Great. A second?
Second by Brett.
All those in favor of the meeting dates?
Aye.
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 Those opposed? Great. Motion passes. Sal, you're up again to discuss the 2023-2026 TIP.
Yes. Thanks, Chris. So we have a draft 2023-2026 TIP update that was included in the packet. The technical committee approve the suggestion to go forward for a public comment period contingent upon the final fiscal guidance from federal government. Our plan here for public comment period, if the coordinating committee approves today, will be for April 5th through May 5th will be the public comment period. There'll be a presentation at the April 14th County Commissioners meeting, presentation at the April 21st Lycoming County Planning Commission meeting, a standalone public meeting on the evening of April 25th at 6 p.m., multiple social media posts and things of that nature. The final review by Watts Technical Committee would be May 23rd, and then the plan would be for adoption by Watts Coordinating Committee on the June 13th, 2022 meeting. Just briefly going over the draft tip, we do have an increase in funding this year. As Chris mentioned earlier, the BIL or the IIJA funding, when you look at previous tip, we have about $38.5 million more for this tip and different funding sources. There's 84 projects on this draft tip, slide repairs on Warrensville Road over Lick Run and Toons Road, about, I think it's 25 highway projects, 52 bridge projects, and five of them are local bridges. In the appendix, like last time, we did a project overview where you can go down there and actually see where the project is and where it hits our project criteria to be included on the tip. During the public comment period, I'll be collecting any public comments, as with the previous tip, and then we'll have an appendix just on those and how we address those concerns and comments. And I'm happy to answer any questions at this time.
Thanks, Al. For those of you with the packet open, the tip is the bulk of all these attachments, so there's a lot of information there.
Chris, while everyone's looking at that and thinking of any questions they have, I just want to thank you guys again and Carrie at Center for Program Development, and then also Todd and Dan over there as well. It was definitely a team effort getting all that information together, and you know, RVT getting me all their items around as well.
Are there any questions for Sal? Or any questions about the tip in general? Hearing no questions, I would ask for a motion to approve.
I'll motion, Richard Allen.
Thank you.
Our check is over, sir.
Great, thank you very much. We have a motion to approve the tip on the table. All those in favor?
Aye.
And those opposed? Oh.
Sorry, Chris, who was the second on that? I apologize.
Just over.
Thank you.
Just over.
Thank you.
Those opposed? Motion passes. The next item on the agenda, and before we move on, again, like I said, that most of this packet is related to the draft tip. So if you have questions about anything after the meeting, you get a chance to look at it in more detail, you can contact Sal or me for any follow-up answers. So moving ahead, we are out of the action items. The next items are for discussion. The first item would be management actions. These are items that do not require a vote. They are procedural movement of funds, just rearranging money on the existing Watts TIP.
quite a few on here. I'll highlight some things on them. But the first project is a bridge on PA 284. We had to increase design to cover bringing a consultant on board. The next project, we saved some money on a Department Force design bridge, SR 4010 over Larry's Creek. So those funds go back into the line item. Moving on down, we've removed some phases no longer needed for right-of-way and utilities. Oftentimes, we'll program right-of-way utilities in advance, and it turns out sometimes on a project there won't be either of those needs. So just return those funds to the line item. This next project, two bridges on PA 287, increasing design costs. Scrolling on down, seems like I can find something more significant. These are all very small subtractions and additions to existing projects. You see this item here that has the bid savings that we voted to add a project earlier in this meeting. They came from bid savings on these projects, a series of projects underway in Muncie. So because we got good bids, we were able to add that other project that we had ready. Here's the Fairfield crossing. This is a component, a local project that's being let with the project that we earlier approved, where we're adding the signal and replacing the bridge on Lycoming Mall Road. And we're going to let that project with a local project on Fairfield Road. There's a procedural item here with 4 Mile Road. This is the project we're working on to complete some gaps in the limited access of Route 15 North to allow that to eventually be signed as I-99. So this project, we just converted design and right-of-way phases to state funding.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah, we've been getting a few inquiries as of late about the status of designating I-99 from Williamsport to New York. Do you have a timeline based on this project here you talked about and anything else that has to be dealt with to allow those signs to be put up? So in other words, what year do you think we would actually put the I-99 signs up from Williamsport to New York?
I don't believe anything has changed since the letter from the secretary was sent last year, I believe. I think it's 2026. The project in Center County needs to be completed. And then we have, which will be done probably before that project, but we have a few projects such as this 4 Mile Road and Green Avenue. We have some adjustments to limited access to make. So I think 2026 is still the date.
Okay, thank you.
We have a project that we have underway near Tivoli to make some improvements to a curve, actually closer to Glenmar, that we needed to add the final design phase to the tip. That's a safety project using HSIP funds. We have a couple of HSIP-funded projects further down here, 864-018. It's a cable guide rail upgrades at a number of locations throughout Watts. So between the 221-81 and 864-018, we will probably use the remaining safety funds in the regional line item. The 220-166 we added the final design phase. This is a pretty long resurfacing project from between between Picture Rocks and Tivoli, essentially. And we have a local bridge that's now been let, T-556 over East Mill Creek. We converted this project to federal funds due to the lack of capital budget approval, which we're going to desperately need once this new TIP gets adopted. The last capital budget bill was, I believe, passed in 2018. We need capital budget approval to spend any state highway funds or bridge funds. I guess that's really all I would call out on these management actions. Anybody have any questions? I guess one more I would point out here. We added a study phase to begin evaluating the ramp between US 15 and Interstate 180, the southbound ramp, the curved. We also have recently gotten approval using central office HSIP set aside, safety set aside funds to install flashing lighted chevrons on that curve that would be actuated by approaching vehicles. This study that we are starting is looking more at geometric improvements that we could make from a safety standpoint. So again, I would ask any questions on these management actions. Okay, Scott, if you'd like to kick off the LRTP update.
Absolutely. So I'm excited to bring to you today that we've officially started our long-range transportation plan update. We'll have the final plan coming to you for adoption in December of 2023. As with our prior plan updates, our planning staff here will be doing all the analysis and plan writing in-house, and the tech committee will be serving as the update steering committee. We're going to keep the same overall structure to the plan. I've also included in the packet the PowerPoint that I presented to the tech committee. We don't need to go through the whole thing here. It was a little more in-depth than I think we need to get into, but and it's more geared towards the tech committee serving as a steering committee for the plan update. So in brief, the long-range transportation plan, we look ahead 20 years. We project out what our system conditions are going to look like, our demographics, and we try to identify what the likely projects are that we're going to need to address those issues, and then that's sort of the list that we draw from when we go to program projects on our TIP. So, as I said, we're going to keep the same overall structure to the plan, and we're going to be really concentrating on the following activities. So first, we're going to be updating all the demographics, all the system condition information, land use, and any other data that we have access to produce new analysis of trends and projections. Second, we're going to really work hard on streamlining, simplifying, and clarifying all the plan text, trying to reduce the amount of text in the plan, and instead produce more maps and graphs and other visual elements that we think do a better job of communicating the plan contents to the general public. I think there's a lot of information in there that we can present in a more appealing manner, so we're really going to be focusing on that. And third and finally, look, the biggest change to our approach this time is that we're going to be adding in scenario planning, so that when we're looking ahead 20 years, we can accommodate some different outcomes in our recommendations. Because one of the worst things you can do when you have a plan with a 20-year planning horizon is you look at your data that's available to you and you make a prediction, and then that ends up not being correct. right? And all of your recommendations are based on, you know, what you think you're seeing in the crystal ball, but it turns out that's not actually what happens. But fortunately, we have very good guidance from Federal Highways and some other sources we can tap into where we can look at different scenarios for Lycoming County over the next 20 years and make different recommendations based on those scenarios. So we'll be developing that with the tech committee, what exactly that looks like with the different scenarios. But I'm pretty excited to do that. I think it's going to give us a much more robust planning product. So developing this approach, we've already had some coordination meetings with Federal Highways, Federal Transit, and PennDOT. And as I said, we presented this approach to the tech committee. And we have a really solid consensus that everything I've said so far is a good foundation for us to conduct our update. So looking ahead for us, for this committee, each meeting between now and December 2023, we'll have a little morsel of the plan. You know, we'll break it up for you to review. So at our next committee meeting in May 2023, we'll have a small part of the plan, just the introduction and any updates to state and federal guidance that we've received. So we'll talk about that first. In September, we'll present the planning context where we'll have all the updated demographics, land use, economic development trends. So that'll be in the fall. In our winter meeting, that's when we'll do system conditions. So we'll have pavement, bridge, safety, transit, plus other modes. We usually do a deep dive. We'll be reaching out to the airport, Joint Rail Authority, for some data that we can present in the plan. At our first meeting of 2023, we'll have the implementation chapter, and that's when we'll get into the different scenarios and the different recommendations that stem from each. Summer of 2023, we'll have our ACM meeting, our agency coordination meeting, where we go and it'll either be virtual or we'll be back to in person, or we'll travel down to Harrisburg. We'll meet with representatives from all the different state departments and have them review our plan as well. And then fall of 2023, we'll have our public comment period with adoption in December. So that's our look ahead with the long-range transportation plan. And I've already started working on it, and I'm looking forward to reviewing it with the committee.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Scott. Questions for Scott?
Hey, Chris, one thing I want to emphasize to the committee on what Scott said, because when I was here writing the plans before Scott, it never happened. And the thing is on the scenario planning, what something happened?
Yeah. You have to close the other one because it's not going to let you do two instances. Here, close out the browser completely and then, yeah.
Did the internet drop?
Yeah. Wow. It'll pop up right there.
Yeah. It's my word.
Welcome to the Audio Conferencing Center. Conference. If you're the meeting organizer, press star now. You're now joining the meeting.
Hey, Chris, are you guys there?
Please wait for the leader to admit you're now joining the meeting.
Sal?
Hey, Chris, I don't know what happened. We dropped off, but we dialed in, so we're back.
Okay. All right, we're just at that point where ready for Austin's update on the CSVT impact study.
Okay, Mark actually had a question or a comment. No, okay.
Just I'll withdraw. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Well, the only point I was trying to make was, I don't know how much anybody heard of this, but when I was here prior to Scott working on plans, we never did scenario planning. So this is really the first time we're doing this, and I think it's really beneficial to do it, and as Scott sort of outlined in your packet, we're looking at three scenarios, one being population growth for the county, one being sort of just a stay where we are, and the third, of course, is a decline. But you have to understand something that could inform any of those three options could be an event. And I'm thinking probably the best event we have in the last couple decades is Marcellus Shale. If you go back to 2006 when the Lycoming County Comprehensive Plan and Transportation Plan was done, and you know we had spent a lot of time and effort and money on that plan, we didn't mention a word of Marcellus Shale in the plan. However, the very next year, Marcellus Shale hit here, and it influenced everything we did. So the plan was kind of outdated right from the beginning because an event prompted it. And then that event also affected population figures and all kinds of other things in addition to the transportation impacts. So we can do the scenario planning, but you have to understand that there could be unforeseen events to trigger something that influences that, and we would never know what that is at the time we're writing a plan. Which underscores that you really need to do these plans with maximum flexibility and also the ability to adjust to a changing circumstance. So I'm really excited on Scott's approach here, and I think that we'll really have to put our heads together in taking the best information we can to really properly evaluate those scenarios, then apply them to project needs. Because at the end of the day, you know, whatever the trends are, whatever the data is, somehow translates to a need for transportation, which then is a project or whatever, and then, you know, you better define what that project is to meet whatever the needs are. So this is our first crack at it, and I think we're going to need the full cooperation of our technical committee and other stakeholders to gather the best information we can on those scenarios.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, we're still here. I was worried again.
Yeah, we're still there. Still there.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, Austin.
The MPO requested supplemental PennDOT Connects funding for our 2022-2024 work program to extend Michael Baker International's existing agreement to assist in the implementation of the Central Susquehanna Valley Transportation Project's special impact study. The request was for $150,000. $75,000 for each year beginning July 1, 2022. The MPO would oversee said contract with Michael Baker and assist where, you know, our staff is able to. Michael Baker would see through the implementation of the projects and the safety improvements that are outlined in the plan and making sure that the involved parties are, you know, moving forward on this so that we're not using it as a fancy desk or paperweight. So Michael Baker will then present updates to the tech and coordinating committees as, you know, on an as-need basis. So we're hopeful to get this going, and I know from our tech committee that I believe Carrie had said that, you know, it's in the works. So hopefully we get it and we can, you know, start moving on, moving through some of these goals for the CSVT impact study. So if you guys have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer.
Any questions for Austin? Hey, are there other items that anybody would like to bring up? Any items for the group to consider?
Hey, Chris, it's Scott. One thing I wanted to point out for everyone, I think this is going to be our last purely virtual meeting that we're going to be doing, because I'm looking at our next meeting. We're going to do a hybrid meeting. We're going to try that out. We have some facilities here at the county now that I think will facilitate that, where we could successfully pull off a good hybrid meeting.
Okay.
And then looking to go back to in-person meetings sometime. You know, we'll try the hybrid approach, and we might just keep doing it that way if it, you know, helps with attendance. You know, some folks need to, come in on the Teams meeting to participate, you know, if that helps.
Right.
That'll be good.
Right. Understood. Great. Is there any other comment from the group or public at large? Okay. Being no further comment or questions, could I have a motion to adjourn?
Silver, so moved.
Thank you, Jeff. Second?
Second by Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. Second by Carrie. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, thanks, everybody. Motion passes. We'll see you at the next meeting.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everyone.
Yep, take care.